our San Diego Zoo. Yoo-hoo.
Yoo-hoo.
And enjoyed the museum in Balboa Park.
On the beach.
Emerald Hills Church moved into this golf course clubhouse. It had a beautiful view of the bay and ocean.
Since we had never been to Disneyland, we decided to go.
We soon discovered it was just like one ride after another.
Or like this in Eraser.
Or Mark Twain's River Steamboat.
Or a ship, perchance.
Aiming for a rocket?
We even considered riding Monster the Whale.
But I was scared.
The best ride was this ski lift.
We did take time to visit the House of Tomorrow.
And eat some ice cream. We liked not very far better than Disneyland, but ran into the same transportation rat race. Trains, the covered wagon.
We ate a picnic lunch. Here.
We enjoyed renewing acquaintances with Cuyamaca Park again.
And the little mountain stream was still there.
Otay Reservoir outside of San Diego was object of an excursion too.
And some of the men posed on the dam.
One day, Daddy had his bonsai trees posed for pictures.
This little azalea was soon to die.
It sure was pretty. While it lasted.
Here is a big pine before the amputation. You can see it's a dead branch.
Daddy couldn't stay long. He had to go to Hawaii on an amphibious operation, he said.
But we think it was to judge a beauty contest.
And he brought back pictures to prove it.
And fell in love with the Tahitian dancer in the foreground.
This is the Kaiser Village in Honolulu.
When this little boy started up a tree, Daddy said, "You're gonna fall."
He turned around and said, "What did you say?"
So Dad went back to watching the dancers.
They were really something to watch. They go this way.
And that way.
And this is Daddy's sweetheart's older sister.
Just to prove he did other things, Dad brought back these petunias, pictures.
He visited a bonsai nursery.
This is a bonsai.
And he took in a fireworks show.
We decorated our house like this.
On Mother's Day, MJ's bonsai rose decorated itself like this. It had a red rose and a white rose on the same little plant, and then died from the shock.
We enjoyed Fairmont. And beach parties at our favorite spot at the foot of a steep cliff by the ocean. Camp Pendleton is big, as this view from one of the mountains shows. This is on the way up to Cave Springs. They ran into a war that day high up in the clouds.
This is the way we looked in the summer of 1960.
This is us in our new brand new surfers and our matching signal flag shirts.
Daddy finished the patio at his chapel last spring, and this is the adult Sunday school class meeting there the first Sunday after it was completed. We had 7 Quonsets and 2 other buildings, all full of Sunday school.
They entered the Miss Oceanside contest of 1960.
Not because she thought she was pretty, but just to prove she could, I guess.
She was also the star in the senior class play.
Yeah, she was a dizzy dame. It's a flapper. She was a flapper.
Yeah.
Mark and Bill started playing in a band. Daddy had to learn how to play all over again so he could play too.
In the summer of 60, MJ and David and I went to the Grand Canyon on our way to Glorieta.
Mother said she enjoyed the view but worried about us.
I didn't worry about nothing at the Grand Canyon except falling down in it. It was fun eating right on the edge of the Grand Canyon. New restaurant.
Glorieta was a surprise. It was so beautiful. The gardens were really special. They even had a missionary map and flowers. And we met Joe Jones and his wife, who used to be Vivian Thompson of Mount Dora. Joe was MJ's roommate in college. We also visited Bandelier National Monument near Santa Fe.
It was an old Indian ruin with cliff dwellings. Indians used to live here.
And the ruins of pueblos in the valley.
The mother left us to fly to Tennessee.
And David and I drove back to California by way of Oak Creek Canyon.
It was pretty in the Grand Canyon. And I didn't worry about falling in. Because you can ride down in the car. Aunt Betty and Uncle J.G. met us at Disneyland. And we shouldn't have, and we showed them around. And rode up the Matterhorn. I think I like the Brills at Knott's Berry Farm better. They're friendly.
We visited the new May Company in Mission Valley Shopping Center. That thing in the background is a standing mobile. Yeah, that's the best kind.
I rode the turtle from the Galloping Island at the San Diego Zoo.
We spent a wonderful day at this place. It's the McManus place in Duluth near Oceanside.
Right.
They
had a pool there.
And also a tool. John is hiding behind Kay, who is hiding twins, Mimi and Ricky.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, Lee smiles at Danny Huckleby.
It's Christmas of 1960.
And we're all together.
Danny doesn't live at our house. He was just here. So were the Bartholomews.
Dad had lots of stuff out at the chapel, Sunday school parties and stuff. Like that. We went back to Knott's Berry Farm, too.
And Virginia bought a funny hat.
And I liked it when Aunt Myrtle lived at Dan's house.
We could go swimming in his pool.
Yeah. We explored Palomar Mountain. That was fun.
And Miss Spencer and Mother look pretty. Yes, and Kurt looked pretty, too. Like this. Wow.
Lee had gone to Florida, so we all decided to go rescue her. The Harringtons, Jim and Mary, came to see us off. The newest member of our family, Heidi, stands proudly awaiting the word go. Heidi was just made for traveling and sightseeing, and we started her outright. Here we are at the Grand Canyon. Dad was so interested in Heidi, he couldn't photograph anything else.
We thought he would never take a picture of us or the Grand Canyon. Finally, he solved that problem by taking a picture of Mother in the canyon from the inside of the VW. Having noticed we were along, he shot us here as we looked down at the canyon.
Again, and again,
and again.
And the camping facilities at Grand Canyon were among the best anywhere.
We had a nice place. And we spent a couple or two, three nice nights there. Leaving the Grand Canyon, we found Heidi was really at home in the desert. She loved it, and we loved her.
This is the Indian Trading... Wait.
It was like something out of a Western movie, I think. But not all is old and antique. Look at this community building and City Hall.
Dell and Myrtle A. had recommended Canyon de Chelly, so we headed for there next. Near it, we found these red sand dunes.
Bill and Mark are wondering if it's camel time.
Canyon de Chelly was one of the prettiest things yet. Indians still live there. I tried to push this rock down on them.
While Bill tied his moccasins and Heidi hid.
Our squaw kept watch while they explored. See us down on the trail?
At Hubble's trading post, we felt like we had stepped back 100 years.
Indians were trading in the store, and Mrs. Hubble showed us around.
She showed us her home in the back. It was full of antiques and Indian artifacts.
We enjoyed New Mexico.
After Glorieta, we went straight through to Mount Dora, Florida, where we enjoyed swimming again.
Becky and Lee and Janice and Judy are just too beautiful for Chris to look at.
So he takes to the skis and escapes the she's.
Lee takes off on a submarine ride. This is doing it the hard way.
Finally, we arrive at Howard's, at Coco Lobo on Elliott Key. We spent a week here.
And had too much fun to take pictures. It's a wonderful place. Me and all enjoyed staying in the old clubhouse. It was our last time with Grandmother Bowders. In December 61, Daddy went to his last sea duty, the USS Marcab, home ported in San Francisco. Actually, it stayed tied up to Alameda alongside the carriers. Daddy preached the Easter sunrise service at the USS Midway. The Marcab repaired all kinds of ships, like this tanker and refrigerator ship.
And San Francisco was beautiful across the bay. In the evening, or later, or at night, even Oakland is pretty from up on the hills. And Lake Merritt.
And of course, the Bay Bridge. And naturally, the most glamorous of all, the Golden Gate.
Here from the signal tower on Yerba Buena, you can see the gate and Alcatraz. But that tower is now an officer's club, and Daddy sits for a silhouette snapshot with Dr. Matson, a dentist on the Marcab. Since the ship was at the Naval Air Station, Alameda, Dad could fly home often. Here he is in a TF over San Joaquin Valley. And then he banks over Oakland and passes right over the Marcab and some of her customer ships to land.
Although it seemed the Marcab had grown to Pier 2, she did get underway and spent 8 months in Westpac. Hawaii, Taiwan, Hong Kong, Japan, and the Philippines.
In Hawaii, Dad ran sightseeing trips and saw the sights. The men enjoyed all of the sights. Daddy enjoyed things like the Honolulu Philharmonic and the ballet and the opera. Underway, they practiced shooting at tin cans and stuff like that there. And Daddy conducted classes for the men because he was the education officer and had church because he was a chaplain.
We finally got to Keelung, Taiwan, where we delivered the Chinese art treasures to the nationalist Chinese. These paintings were part of an exhibition from China that had toured the United States. They're priceless works of art. I got to see them at the De Young Museum in San Francisco before we sailed. This fan-shaped painting dates from about 1200 AD. Many of the paintings had colophons around the edge, signatures of owners or poems written about the paintings and so on. This one is called On a Mountain Path in Spring, painted during the Sung Dynasty. This is a section of a hand scroll about 30 feet long, done in 1200 AD. This bird was painted in 1110. Another long hand scroll is called Early Snow on the River. It was done about 970. You have to really see this silk painting of deer to appreciate it. It was painted before 900 AD and is very beautiful. Two horses and a groom is attributed to Han Khan, a painter who lived in 700 AD. A noble scholar under a willow tree. There were vases and dishes and carvings too. These are enameled ware cups of the Ming Dynasty and a bowl of the Qing Dynasty. A carved lacquer dish of the Ming Dynasty and a Sung flower dish. Qing Dynasty wine cups and a Ming wine cup. This is a Ming bowl also, and a Qing vase. This is a valuable and I guess beautiful example of classic Chinese calligraphy.
After Taiwan, we went to the Subic Bay, Philippines. They spent almost 6 months here, working on ships and trying to keep cool. Sometimes the rains helped. That's the Valley Forge, one of Daddy's old ships.
Subic Bay is a busy naval station. And the Marcab kept busy working on the seventh fleet afloat. And well oiled. We really oiled this destroyer.
The line broke. That's the officer of the deck standing in the background, shocked, forlorn, and very black.
The Marquette soda fountain made soft ice cream, and in that heat was a popular place. The Marquette foundry was one of the reasons that the ice cream felt so good. The ship's lottery was another hot place. Dad says it was like living in a hot stove, but the men managed to smile anyway, probably thinking about something like this, a Filipina girl standing by a waterfall. Dad's ship stopped at a poor Filipino family, way out of the back country. Here they take them a load of provisions. And Dad visited a Methodist church, kindergarten, in Alamapo. Once he flew with a friend up to Corregidor.
The Bataan Peninsula is lovely from the air.
And every little bay beckons to be explored. That's Corregidor below. They find up the Philippines and pay their respects on Mount Fuji. Dad rode into Tokyo on the train and visited the Meiji Shrine. Quite a change of scenery and climate from Luzon. In beautiful weather, they sail to San Francisco. And was she ever glad to see us?
And they were glad to pass under those wonderful bridges and take up their old place at Naval Air Station Alameda to watch the skyline of the city across the bay. Take on that romantic glow that only San Francisco has, with the evening fog rolling in until it sparkles like so many jewels over the water. Leaving Kurt admiring the evening view, we travel across the bay. This could be a Greek theater in Sicily or Greece, but it happens to be on Mount Tamalpais of San Francisco Bay. How do you pronounce that? Oh, well, I wasn't sure. All of a sudden, there's a big... And this is looking south along the Pacific Ocean from another spot on Mount Tamalpais. This was one of those rare days when one could see across Strawberry Point in Marin County, all the way to Yerba Buena Island in San Francisco. Alcatraz is in the center. And we photographed San Francisco from the wrong side. Even this way, it's attractive. This was in the spring of 63, but spring or no spring, it was cold and windy in the Golden Gate. Of course, he made a return trip to Sausalito. Bill, David, and Mark enjoyed the old ferry boat turned into a store. And visited Seal Rock and the Giant Telescope. And Daddy took a picture of Mother driving down the world's crookedest street. There's no speed limit here. We boys went for a speedboat ride in Golden Gate Park. Some speed. Union Square was lovely at this time of year. We fed the pigeons and admired the foliage.
But Mark noticed that all the foliage wasn't on the plants.
In May of 1963, the Marcab came to San Diego. They were to stay a week for underway refresher training. Before anchoring, they expected the ships in port and the sonar base and Shelter Island, which seemed like a good place to spend a few days. So they did, right close to Bali High. She looks rather nice from the distance. In the summer of 1963, the lure of the coastal highway draws our family. Mark surveys the scene and gives the go-ahead.
Then after a lunch at Santa Barbara on a gorgeous day, David climbs a dune and says, "Let's go this way." Oh. And we do, along the beautiful cliffs. Each seems more beautiful than the last. At Cambria Pines, we stopped at a small campsite on the ocean. We were the only people there, and when the night wind started blowing, we huddled in our little tent and knew why. But the beauty of the sunrise made it worthwhile, and we were able to arrive at Hearst Castle early. And we were first in line for tickets. The ride up to the castle is made on a bus, and this is the first glimpse we had of the splendors ahead. San Simeon was on Hearst's home, his country home, and you've probably read all about it, so I won't bore you with details, and I think I messed up that one. But wouldn't this make a beautiful entrance for a church? And there are several pretty fair baptismal pools too, but I guess they weren't used for that. The guide tells us about some of the Egyptian statuary. And one of the sarcophagi, you did that. It's not my fault. This is one of those things too, I guess. And this is some fellow taking a sunbath, beetle haircut and all. The little guest houses were much more livable than the castle, but most people would be willing to try to live anywhere up here. I did say little guest house, didn't I? Nothing is really little at Hearst Castle. Silence, tiger. That's our dumb poodle barking. The swimming pools indoors and out are tremendous. That's real gold leaf shining from all that tile. The pool seems to go on and on and on. The last on was my own. And is probable the nearest thing to a Roman bath in this country. Probably, instead of probable back there. Okay. Conclude. Following that outstanding performance by Bill, who is home on Christmas vacation from George Fox College, I will continue with the trip. Pfeiffer, Big Sur, was more to our liking, at least for our purposes. And Tiger's contribution also is appreciated. The Marcab was in dry dock when we arrived in San Francisco shipyard was in Richmond on the north side of San Francisco Bay, and the place was a mess. It wasn't a Navy shipyard, I hasten to add. This is the crane that lifted me up so I could take the last picture.
We persuaded Lee to leave her apartment she shared with Michelle and numerous pets, and she went on with us to Patrick Point. Patrick Point is north of Eureka and one of our favorite spots. Campsites are lovely and so clean and private, and we were very happy here. It is one of California's best state parks. We had checked out this tent from Special Services at Naval Air Station Alameda. It was very comfortable. Agate Beach, with its acres of driftwood and piles of brightly covered pebbles, made us feel like King Croesus and his treasure. Here I look over some of the treasures we had selected to take back home with us. Mendocino was our pick of nice places to live in that part of California on this trip. But Dad's leave came to an end and he had to go back to the Marquette, dry dock and all. However, he was able to catch rides on Navy plane going south. Harry flies over the San Joaquin Valley. Landed in El Toro, he got a ride in a Marine helicopter that was taking a Marine colonel on an inspection tour of a battle at Camp Pendleton. They stopped on top of one of the mountains up near Cave Springs as the colonel could watch, so the colonel could watch an airstrike. And reinforcements by helicopter that was part of the exercise. Leaving the grandstand mountaintop, they flew over Las Flores and at the colonel off where his men were camped. Continuing on down US 101, the chopper took Dad onto Oceanside. You can see the amphibious ship, mostly LFTs, that had hauled the colonel and his troops. Flying over Camp Del Mar boat basin, you can see Oceanside Harbor beginning to take shape in the distance. The pilot asked Dad if this was close enough to his house and put him down on that white spot in the lower right. Looks like a couple of Dad's own heavies in the background. While he was at home, Dad made a visit to the Naval Training Center to watch the graduation parade. He was surprised to discover that sailors could march, not seagoing sailors, he muttered. It was October 1963. The Marquette came back to San Diego and tied up for same old spot. We went out for Sunday church and dinner. This is David, Bill, and Mark in the officer's boat. And Mark tries not to rock the boat. David starts to step off the wrong side while Lee and Mother wait for the crew to make it fast to the accommodation ladder. After dinner, Dad showed us what he had been working on. He had made the sailing dinghy in the hobby shop in Alameda. So with some help from the crew, Bill and Ma prepared to shove off on their great adventure. And there they go! Over uncharted seas. Tacking neither the left, nor to the right. They head for Shelter Island, watched by all hands. Including Lee, who's watched by at least a single sailor. Kurt wasn't with us that day, but he got with us later, and he and Mother lay in a rustic tomb. Maybe it was the sideburns that kept him off the ship. That Christmas, we put up the Filipino star that Daddy got from the Army-Navy Club in the middle. And Jenny Huckabee came by for his annual picture. And Virginia posed outside and inside. And me and David posed with Mother in the family yacht. This is the dinghy for our dinghy. We watched them in a surfing meet held in Oceanside. And I take some pictures of Stokey surfers to show Mark. So that church camp. Not much surf, but as we always say, surf far is sure good. Oh! Leaving you to choke on that pun, we take a trip to not Berry Farm with Denny, David, and Mark. David drives the Model T and navigates the drag strip successfully. They wouldn't let him on the highway, though. It has too many horsepower.
If this shot from the front yard of our home port looks symbolic, it was intended that way. Because I retired on the 1st of December, 1963. At first, I thought I was going to retire and bask in the glow of the sunset of my long and illustrious naval career. I even had some ideas about spending a lot of time camping and bought a tent. But when I counted up my dependents, I decided I'd better go back to work. So after sizing up Oceanside Carlsbad Junior College, I decided I'd like to teach there, and so I went back to school to get my teaching credential and my master's. Mark played a concert in the junior college gym to soften them up, but we didn't get any pictures of San Diego State, where I was a graduate student. Kirk, realizing the awful condition the nation was in since I had retired from the Navy, joined the Air Force. And I was happy, or amused, maybe apprehensive. And I think Mother was proud. Billy Graham conducted a crusade in San Diego in June of 1964. We attended the meeting, which were held at Balboa Stadium. After summer school was over, we left on a camping trip, spending some wonderful days in Big Basin and other camps. Finally, we ended up at our favorite place, Patrick Point State Park. This is Agate Beach, our treasure trove. It's a long way down there, but worth every step. David and I enjoyed exploring the wooded trails. One of the better views is this lookout rock that we climbed. And it looked out to sea like this. Then to check our calculations, we got a little bit closer to the shore. Beautiful, isn't it? Trinidad, near Patrick Point, was our idea of a real hideout. We fell in love with the little harbor there. we had to wrestle with our common sense here to keep from buying a little cottage or a lot or